While millions of kids spend their summer camp time paddling in canoes and roasting marshmallows, one select group is spending it in a different way. They're sitting in front of workstations, learning the ins and outs of cybersecurity. The Gen Cyber Summer Camp program is backed by the National Science Foundation and the National Security Agency. For more on its goals and how it works, Steve LaFountain, Dean of the College of Cyber at the NSA. Steve, good to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So tell us about these camps, Gen Cyber. It's more than one camp, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This year, we actually have 134 camps all around the country in 35 states, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico.
So these can't be held out in the woods like other camps. So where do they typically take place?
So they typically take place on a university campus. The way the program works is a university proposes to host a camp. We review their proposal, and then we approve and fund however many we can.
What is the format? Is it like a day camp situation, or do the kids spend a whole week there, or how does it work that way?
So it's a mix, and we leave that up to the university to decide what they want to do. Most of them are day camps, but there is a fair number of that are residential camps where the kids live in the dorms, you know, get the really full college experience by living in the dorms, eating in the cafeteria, and spending their whole day there. Many of them are 1 week in length. There are a few that are two, three, or even up to 6 weeks in length.
How many kids normally attend a given camp? What's the average?
The average is probably around 30 to 40, but they range. There are many that are small, 20, 25 kids, but there are a few that are very large, the largest being, I think, 400 kids this year.
So that shows that nationally there is pretty good interest in this throughout the regions.
Oh, absolutely. In total, I think we'll have over 10,000 kids participating this summer, and many of the camps said they had wait lists of kids that wanted to get in, but there just wasn't enough room.
Now, I said they spend the day in front of workstations. You should say that for sure. What exactly do they do all day?
Well, we give some basic guidance on what the camp should include, starting with, you know, just general security awareness about being online, how to behave and stay safe online, and some basics of computer security. And then we leave it up to the university to be innovative and creative in developing the rest of the camp. And they really are. I mean, they've created card games. They've created board games. They created what they call cyber soccer, cyber scavenger hunts. One camp taught kids to fly drones and then, you know, gave them examples of how drones can be used and how they can be abused. And so it's a mix of instruction and hands-on activities. We want a lot of hands-on activities because that's really what the kids are interested in. That's what keeps them interested in the program.
And a final operational question on this. Who is the faculty at the camps?
Typically, it's university faculty, though they sometimes bring in professionals from local businesses or even high schools, but typically it's the university faculty.
And is the goal to create future cybersecurity professionals, or, I mean, what's the ultimate goal here?
Yeah, the ultimate goal is to close the gap that currently exists between the supply and demand for skilled cybersecurity professionals. One of the things we noticed is even though there are many university programs out there, they're still not turning out enough students to meet the demand. And so we figured we have to grow the pipeline of students going into university to study cybersecurity. And we decided that the way to do that was through a kind of summer program, and we patterned it after summer camps.
We are speaking with Steve LaFountain. He's dean of the College of Cyber at the National Security Agency and also oversees the Gen Cyber Summer Camp Program. And give us an idea of what the cost is of all this. Do the students pay their way, or is it provided free, and where does the funding come from?
No, the government provides the funding. NSA and the National Science Foundation have provided the funding to the universities in the form of grants. And then the universities use that to pay the expenses of the camp. One of our requirements is that there be no cost to the participants. We don't want any economic barrier preventing a kid from attending a camp. So our requirement is zero cost to the participants.
Are there entrance criteria for the camps? Do the kids have to pass any kind of basic, I don't know, computer literacy, or can anybody sign up?
So pretty much anybody can sign up. Each camp is a little different. Many of the camps are beginning camps. They'll really be the first exposure to cybersecurity for many of these kids. And in some cases, it'll be their first exposure to computers. So one of the first things they'll do is they'll sit down in front of a computer and they'll take it apart and they'll learn what all the pieces are and what they do. And then they have to put it back together and make sure it works, because that's the computer they're going to use for the rest of the camp. Other camps are targeting more advanced students, ones that have maybe attended previous camps or have attended classes in their local schools. And so some of them do require kind of an entrance exam, but they want to see what the students know before they enter a camp and then, you know, just get turned off because it's over their head.
Now, early on, you mentioned that one of the first things that they learn is cyber hygiene techniques and how to be safe online.
Yes.
Do you think that when they learn some of these things, there might be a little more, I guess, healthy reluctance toward putting everything on the social media, putting everything online the way kids ordinarily do these days?
Oh, absolutely. We've had many kids, you know, tell us afterwards that they just didn't realize, what the capabilities were, and that they were going to do things to better protect themselves, either on their cell phone or their computer at home or whatever.
And what are some of the higher level issues with respect to cybersecurity that get taught at some of the camps? Do they learn how to, I don't know, intrusion detection and continuous diagnostics, that kind of thing? How high does this go?
Yes, it gets, in some cases it gets fairly detailed. So, again, many of the camps just are providing an introductory level, but some of them get into, you know, the basics of, as you said, intrusion detection or digital forensics or, locking down systems, you know, actually hardening the operating system and things like that. So some of them do get very technical.
And do they do some of the black hat, white hat types of exercises?
Not typically. They may do some simple capture the flag exercises, they're called, where, you know, there's a file put on the computer and the goal is for the students to be able to find and get access to the file, things like that. But not, the intent isn't to teach, you know, black hat kinds of activities. It's really to teach them the basics of security and how to stay safe online.
And what got you interested personally in this type of endeavor?
Well, I've been doing what's been called computer security, information security, now cybersecurity, for many years. And I got hooked on it right away when I first got exposed to it. And after spending a large part of my career doing it for NSA, I was given the opportunity to come over to the internal school at NSA to teach it. And then through that, I got involved in our university programs and now in Gen Cyber, which is our program targeting, you know, middle and high school.
It's amazing, I guess, how it has evolved over the past 30 years. As you say, they used to call it computer security.
Mm-hmm.
And the dangers are the same, but the technologies and techniques of the people attacking have just changed tremendously.
Yes, every time a new technology comes out, and they come out frequently, you know, it changes the landscape of cybersecurity. There are new threats and new security measures that need to be created to address those threats.
And so when the kids finish up their summer camp at Gen Cyber, do they get a certificate or some kind of a way of recognizing that, hey, I did this?
Yes, most of the camps have kind of a ceremony at the end, and they present the student certificates. Some of them, one camp, for example, actually partnered with the Girl Scouts, and they created a Girl Scout patch, a Gen Cyber patch that the girls all earn by attending the camp. So they've been pretty creative in those kinds of things as well.
Gives new meaning to the idea of cookies, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Steve LaFountain is dean of the College of Cyber at the National Security Agency and oversees the Gen Cyber Summer Camp Program. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Share this interview with colleagues and go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.